Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Is your team at work feeling a little disconnected? Maybe the workflow's not flowing? Try Confluence by Atlassian. Confluence is the connected workspace where teams can create, organize, and deliver work like never before. In Confluence, teams can whiteboard their vision for any project, easily create or access the relevant pages and resources they need, and discover important context they might not even know they need. Plus, AI helps teams jumpstart brainstorms, organize information, and connect workflows, so teams can move efficiently and create alignment with ease. In fact, with Confluence, teams can see 5.2% average boost in productivity in 1 year. So if your team lacks confidence, try Confluence, the connected workspace where teams can do it all. Set knowledge free with Confluence. Learn more at Atlassian.com/Confluence. That's Atlassian.com/Confluence.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a winter storm watch in effect from Monday morning through late Tuesday night. For this afternoon, a mix of snow and rain accumulating and coating to an inch, roads will be mainly wet with a high of 40. For tonight, a bit of snow this evening, up to about an inch, clouds breaking, colder, storm total snowfall, an inch or two. Watch for slippery spots in the area with a low of 17. For tomorrow, cloudy and colder with a high of 21. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. It's Senior Radio. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Hope you found us at our new time slot. We love 12 o'clock, okay? 12 o'clock is great. It's the best time slot of the day. Hey, this is going to be interesting. This won't make voters feel good, but the Alaskan town of Talkeetna had a cat as mayor for 20 years. He had no tail, so his name was Stubbs. He did serve successfully from 1997 to 2017 with low taxes and no corruption. The cat named Stubbs did a great job in Talkeetna. I know there's a lot of people just nodding their head going, yeah, that sounds about right. But anyway, we have a lot of fun here on Senior Radio. We're also here to serve you and to make sure you're getting the very, very best information. And I am so proud that Clarity Group is one of our clients here on Senior Radio, because when it comes to Medicare, folks, you deserve the best. No guessing, no decisions that were made and you don't really know. And that's kind of where all of us are. We all have a life to live. We're all busy. We don't really think about this. But you should. You should spend a little time thinking about it. Because when the time comes and you need certain services or you're told you need an operation, our health may not have changed for 30 years, but now that we're seniors, things change and you have to be ready for that. Maybe you went through that open enrollment period thinking, I'll just go with this. Or when I was working, HR just had this. This is what I had when I was working. That may not be working for you anymore, and you may be having second thoughts about that. And I'm glad you do. We've got Karen Olson back in studio. She's VP over at Clarity Group. And Brian Wirth is Business Development Director. And they're awesome at explaining things to us. And we always need to have it re-explained because things change, all right? Karen, people may be thinking, I may not have made the right decision, but the open enrollment period's over. Now what?
Well, a lot of people were on their own to make a quick decision. There were some, you know, changes in the marketplace here in Western New York between a large medical group and a large carrier, and their primary care doctors were not going to be considered in the network, you know, for this upcoming year, starting in July. So folks were kind of panicking, and a lot of them just kind of, you know, maybe went to the provider's office and made a change, or just made a phone call and made a change, thinking that, you know, any plan they choose will work for them in 2025. If you're one of those folks who feels like, you know, you may want to get a second opinion on that and have us take a look mm-hmm. at it, or it's not working, you find out it's not working because maybe your drugs are not pricing out right, you know, give us a call, because we're in a time right now where you have a special enrollment period, or we can help you identify a special enrollment mm-hmm. period that will allow you to make a plan change. So this way you can actually sit down, spend a couple hours, you know, with one of our licensed agents who's familiar with all the carriers and all the plans, you know, that we're contracted with in this area, and, you know, show you how your choice compares to other choices out there.
Right.
Because there might be something, you know, that might work out a little bit better for you.
Yeah. And sometimes that happens after you talk with someone else.
Yes.
And they start uh-huh. mentioning their benefits and you're yeah. like, I don't have that.
Or my neighbor went with right. this. My neighbor went with this. And, you know, or my sister or my brother is in this plan. Well, it doesn't always work out to be
no.
the right choice for
because,
the,
you know,
for
you've told me on previous segments that a lot of times you might hear something that you see in an ad. Well, are you getting this? But what I understand from Medicare is that you might be able to get that, but you're going to give something else up to get that. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, the carriers are they're in competition with each other, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. they're looking to bring forth their best coverage, if you will, or product, you know, in order to get you to enroll, right? But I think that the method in which people take to enroll, it matters. It matters because if you're doing it telephonically, you know, through a phone call, somebody you'll never reach out and touch, you'll never meet again or probably speak again to again, you know, a changing need, they're not there for you.
Right.
Clarity Group, we are, you know.
I have enjoyed every interview session when my husband and I have gone in and, you know, we have a discussion about Medicare. I've enjoyed every one. I've hated every Medicare commercial I've ever seen. I find that they're condescending.
Yeah.
It's a woman who's yelling at her husband and he's ignoring her. It's like, who do they think we are as seniors? They put us in the worst light as people who are doddering, don't know the one woman who keeps, I don't even want to go there. I have really enjoyed being educated by Clarity Group, and I found that the experience was nothing like what they want you to think. Is that what the government
yeah, Linda,
thinks we are?
I would say that, number one, you deserve that, right?
I believe that.
I think that everybody person, and certainly every senior, they deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve that, you know, unique approach to their health care and their coverage, right? it's what we do, and you know, it's in the changing needs, it's through our relationship building. There's so much to this to unpack that I wouldn't expect that, you know, everybody would know exactly what's available to them.
No.
I mean, people are seeing now there's a something called an M3P program because of the new stages of the Medicare prescription drug plans for 2025. There's a payment program. It's called M3P, Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. You're receiving notices from your current carrier saying that if you'd like to sign up for this. How many folks know what that actually means? I'll tell you what it means. It means that you can essentially take a balanced billing of your high-priced medications for the entire year, and the carrier is bound to have to pay for those medications out front if you have expensive meds. You went here in January, mm-hmm. let's say, and they asked you for a large amount out of pocket. Those things are there, but would you know how to use it on your own?
No way. No way.
It's
no, and a lot of members got a form in the mail to sign up for this payment plan. They don't know what to do with it. So they'll call us and we'll, you know, guide them through it. In a lot of cases, they wouldn't need to sign up for it, but in many cases, they would. It would benefit them because they spread the payments out. So in other words, so a quick you know, description of it, you fill out the form, the carrier has to enroll you in the plan. You, from there, from that time forward, you go to the pharmacy. You don't have to pay for your prescriptions. The carrier sends you a monthly bill, which they kind of spread out throughout the year. So you pay the bill when it comes in the mail, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and you just pay it every month, and then your prescriptions are paid for and covered for you.
Wow.
But when you go to the pharmacy, you don't pay anything because wow. the carrier, like Brian said, is mm-hmm. taking that responsibility on to pay for the drugs, and they're just breaking up the payments monthly.
So then you ask the next question. Next question says, well, what happens if I change my plan mid-year? Well, if you change your plan mid-year, CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they follow that money that you've already paid in, that's been mm-hmm. paid in on your behalf. So those things travel with you, you know, and then you have to set up, let's say, maybe an M3P program at the next carrier. But, you know, there's things that should not be expected of our senior community to have to know.
Right.
And that's what we are here for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If I would get a letter like that, I'd have to call Lisa Giancarlo.
Yeah.
and that's what
yeah.
I would do.
Right.
I'd say, Lisa, what is this? Is this yeah. something I need to pay attention to, or I don't want to blindly sign something and I don't even know what I'm paying for.
Belinda, what was it that got you to agree to hear one of our Clarity Group agents like Lisa out? What was it that, because that's where we're at.
Right.
We have to, you know, have the agreement of every individual to be able to open up to discussion with us. So I'm curious in your case, what
in my
was
case,
that?
I know what I don't know. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
And I knew I needed help because if it were my son or a grandchild, you want the very, very best. And with my husband and I, we're all we've got. I mean, we have to make a good decision because we have a year coming from. You don't know, you know, how your health is going to be. I had cancer twice. Mm-hmm. I know what it was like when things weren't paid for. So you're in this, you know, we come into this world alone, we go out alone. I knew that there was so much I didn't know.
And it was explained to you, I would imagine, at the beginning
yes.
of how it is that we're compensated.
Absolutely.
And we're not looking to make more money by
no.
enrolling somebody to a certain plan.
Right.
It doesn't work that way, you know. Seniors are protected by Medicare in mm-hmm. that way.
Right.
Right? There's not more commission being paid to sign into one plan as opposed to
right.
another, and that's a nice thing.
With so many people coming at you, folks, you can go to Clarity Group and know, first of all, their services are absolutely complimentary to you because they get paid by whichever plan you pick. They have no skin in the game. It doesn't matter to them which one you pick. You pick the one that's best for you, and they'll show you which are the ones that will work for you better, and then you go ahead and make that decision. Anytime you're in a situation and you just get a clipboard and said, here, change your Medicare to this, run.
It's the relationship that
right.
matters.
That's
it's
not
bottom
the
line
way to
the
do
relationship.
This. Right. You need to work with people who are on your team. These people are on my team now for healthcare. Just like I have a pharmacist who I really trust. I have a doctor who I really trust. My Clarity Group people are people who I really trust and can tell them about anything in my health and get a good answer about, Linda, maybe you want to consider this, and this might be the best way to go. Or my husband has an operation coming up this year. Let's talk about this. This might be the best way to go. I had no information about making the better choice. I would have, and folks, I know you don't either. You're just not exposed to that.
And the model's just different.
You've got to go to an expert.
The model's different because you can come into our agency and we are looking at all of the different carriers that we're contracted with here locally to be able to help you make that choice, you know, as opposed to maybe going. It's not that, you know, any one carrier is doing a disservice to anybody, but if you go direct to that carrier, you're only going to see their products. It is a different service.
That's how it works, right.
And most likely they're not going to have the discussion about the Medicare Savings Program or the M3P program or Epic, because their job is just to show you their plans and, you know, help you enroll,
and
you know,
the
with
more
them.
Complicated your health picture is, we're talking about diabetes, this and that, the more important it is that you go to an advocate who's going to work with you. And that's what Clarity Group is. They're your advocate. I'm going to give you their number. It's 716-393-3437. 716-393-3437. You'll talk to Donna. Donna will get you in at either Amherst, Dubuque, Blaisdell, Batavia, West Seneca, or just walk in. And if you want, go to them online and research them. It's claritygroupny.com. You need someone in your corner. I know I did. You do too. And the very best people you can go to are Clarity Group. They're there for you all year round. They don't just stop and shut the doors because the open enrollment period is open. Things are changing in Medicare. This is our life to live now. We don't put things off for a year and say, oh, I'll worry about that next year. You take care of it now. This is your life. That's what these people will help you with, so that when the time comes and you need those services are there for you. And you know which ones are complimentary. You know what you're gonna, what's going to cost. And you're going to find the ones that will continue to work with you and keep you healthy. And that's what it's all about. I love you, folks. And I want the best for you. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. And we're so glad you're listening to us and Clarity Group this morning. Or this afternoon, I should say. Again, their number is 716-393-3437. You tell them Linda sent me.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Senior Radio Buffalo on at a new time in this new year at noontime. So set your schedules and don't ever miss any shows because we love having you. Hey, did you know the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health? Hence why we raise a toast. Something to know in the new year. Yeah.
Awesome.
I will raise a toast to the people from the Stamm Law Firm because they helped me with my will. They help with a trust. They can help answer all your questions about your future and protect your hard-earned assets. We have Brian and Brad in studio as we start this new year, 2025. Hopefully, folks, this will be the year that you get your affairs in order. Because if you don't, you know this government, you want to give them another extra dollar, okay, out of your hard-earned money? Well, you will if you don't have everything in order. Now, for you folks, it might be a trust. It might be a will. It might be a combination. How about your beneficiaries? Do you know who they are? Do you have an old will? That may need updating. Brian and Brad, you're here in the studio now.
Hey,
beneficiaries
Linda.
Change. From decade to decade,
right? Beneficiaries change. Some people have 401ks and IRAs that they started before they had kids. They don't even know they did it so long ago, they don't even know who the beneficiary is.
Could be their parents.
Could be some had their parents on who are now 88 and maybe in a nursing home. You don't want to do that. Right. Some name their kids, and things change with their own family unit. Some have a spouse, even a prior spouse, if you're divorced and people don't think of changing the beneficiary.
Yeah.
There's so many ins and outs. One of the things we do, Linda, and I tell my clients I'm going to give you some homework. And every time I meet with people, they pull out one of my yellow legal pads and they start writing notes because I give them homework. And here's their homework. Make sure on all your accounts that you're able to, you name beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries in case the first one has passed away, such as a spouse and then your kids, or your kids and maybe the grandkids, whatever your situation might be. But bank accounts, IRAs, 401ks, life insurance, stocks, financial, just play money, annuities, whatever you might have, all of those CDs, they can all have a beneficiary on them. And when they have a beneficiary on them, it avoids probate.
Oh, yes.
And we always talk about avoiding probate, the court system, the money, the waste of money, hiring lawyers. Listen, as lawyers, we do estate administration. We would make more money at the end if we did it through your will and you passed away and your kids came back to us and hired us. We don't want to do that to families in Western New York. We save them money. That's our point of what we do. So we explain to them, you don't want your kids coming back and hiring us, even though we love the work. It's better to do it this way and cheaper for the whole family. So you got
to. It's the right way to do it.
It's the right way. It's the proper way to
do it. And that's why you trust the Stamm Law Firm. They're in business to help you. They want to help you spend less money, okay? They can. They understand the ins and outs of trusts and wills. And not only that, medical malpractice, estate planning, Medicaid assistance, business and corporation matters. Maybe you have a business and you're passing it down to your kids. Real estate transactions. These folks have an incredible staff standing by to help you. And you're going to leave that office with a smile on your face because you're going to know you've had the very best legal help for you to maneuver with what you want, where you want your assets to go, and to not waste a penny of it when you don't have to in something like probate. Or things that will that's excess red tape that's going to cost your estate money.
Linda, one of the things I wanted to talk about before we came on air, one of our attorneys, Kim, said something to me, and she was absolutely correct. She said, "Brad, we see a lot of clients, and they come in with the following. They say, I want to put my kids on my deed to my house." And that makes sense, right? That is a loaded question. Because from that question, you can go a couple of different ways. And it's something I wanted to talk about, and Brian, and I thought it would be very important for the listeners. You can put your kids on your deed by doing a life estate, which is adding the kids to the deed. You maintain life use and all these other things. But that vehicle is designed for a smooth transition on death, okay? And it's only going to work in certain situations. Then you can also put your home into an irrevocable trust, which is the gold standard of planning, as I call it. And here's why. And that's why, depending on the family situation, will determine which vehicle you use. If you do a life estate deed, and let's say spouse, the husband dies, and the mother is in need of a nursing home, and the kids live out of town, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly that house is vacant. The kids who live out of town, they're not coming in to take care of the house. Mom's in a nursing home. She doesn't have the money to maintain a house and pay the homeowner's insurance and pay the, you know, the taxes and the maintenance, et cetera. So what happens? If the kids are looking at each other going, well, I'm not paying. I have my own kids in my family. I don't have the money to be, you know, fitting that house in Williamsville, New York.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what happens? You have to sell it. And if you sell it, everybody loses. The kids pay capital gains. Because, again, the life estate is based on transition on death.
Right.
Mom's in a nursing home. All of mom's money from that sale goes to the nursing home. The kids pay capital gains on the rest. Problem one. Now, it works in some situations. Let's say there's a disabled child that lives in the house. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Then a life estate works great, right? Because someone's living there.
Right.
Irrevocable trusts are very different. You put the home into an irrevocable trust. After 5 years, you're protected, just like the life estate. Here's the difference. If that home becomes vacant, the kids don't have to worry about who's paying the taxes and the homeowners and everything else and the maintenance. You can sell that property right then and there. The trust can sell that house. Proceeds into the trust bank account. And guess what? Call your financial planner, and you're now growing the money. So you're not only growing the money versus spending the money on maintenance and taxes and insurance. Everybody wins.
No capital gains tax on that?
No, because when you die, they get the date of that. When you die, because remember, the money is in your trust now as mom,
wow,
right? And when you die, the kids are the beneficiaries, and they get the date of death value. So everybody wins in an irrevocable trust.
Folks, the difference, to be educated about these items is everything. It's everything. And that's where the Stamm Law Firm can help you. 716-631-5767. Nobody can afford to just go through life with their head in the sand and think, well, this won't happen to me or this or that. Everybody has an estate, big, small, in the middle. Everybody needs to be protected because, believe me, the government and everyone else will have their hand in your pocket. And they've had enough hands in our pockets forever. Nobody wants more of that, all right? So please give them a call today. Have that conversation. You might think, oh, it's kind of hard to have that conversation. It's a lot harder later on when you're seeing all the money flying out of your account and saying, why didn't I know? I just didn't know. Don't be that person who just doesn't know. You can know. You can go and make that appointment. Bring everybody to the table. Go yourself and go have a good conversation about your assets and what's going to happen if.
And that's what clients tell us the most. The first thing they say to us is, well, I don't want this all going to the government.
Right.
I don't want the government taking my money.
We know that.
We all know that. We're all in agreement
right.
there. Okay, they've, like 100%. You said, they've taken enough over the years.
Right.
We all pay our share, and we have for years and years. So there's easy ways to protect us from doing that. And you know what? Like you said, it's just the conversation. We give them the options. We'll say A, B, or C. What we recommend is A, maybe B works for you.
Mm-hmm.
They still make the decision. Nobody's making the decision for you. You have control and you make the final decisions. But they usually come out with, this is the right one for me and my family, and they feel relieved because they know they're protecting
the
money.
Absolutely.
It's the best feeling for us.
To have the control, that's what everybody's afraid of losing, is control. You can have it. It's yours. And here, you have it down on paper.
And even in, like Brian said in a prior show, the word irrevocable scares everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, irrevocable. Do you know irrevocable has so much flexibility? But people don't know that. Same theory we're talking mm-hmm. about. Unless you come in and get the information, you're not armed with that asset of information in your mind, and you can't plan.
The Stamm Law Firm. Why we do Senior Radio Buffalo. 716-631-5767. They're going to be your best friend moving into 2025. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. Winter Storm Watch will be in effect from late Sunday night through Wednesday morning from Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Southern Erie counties, and from Monday morning until late Tuesday night for Northern Erie and Genesee counties. During lake effect snow, the weather can vary from bands of locally heavy snow with greatly reduced visibilities to dry conditions just a few miles apart. Be prepared for rapid changes in weather visibility and road conditions. An escalating showdown between TikTok and the Biden administration, the app announcing it will go go dark tomorrow unless the administration guarantees app stores and internet providers will not face penalties for keeping the app online. With the deadline just hours away, some users are savoring their final scrolls while others flock to another Chinese app, RedNote, in protest. From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a winter storm watch in effect from Monday morning through late Tuesday night. For this afternoon, a mix of snow and rain accumulating and coating to an inch. Roads will be mainly wet with a high of 40. For tonight, a bit of snow this evening, up to about an inch. Clouds breaking, colder. Storm total snowfall, an inch or two. Watch for slippery spots in the area with a low of 17. For tomorrow, cloudy and colder with a high of 21. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I want to thank everybody for all the positive comments that I hear from people about this show when I'm out and about. It's wonderful because this is what we do this show for, is to make sure you're educated and you're living your best life, okay? And having the right information and the right people to call when you need certain services or what it's all about. Let's start with this fun fact. You'll never see the word chip on a can of Pringles. Pringles aren't made of thinly sliced potatoes, but rather dehydrated potato flakes. So when other potato chip makers complained, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agreed, and Pringles came up with the term potato crisp. Check that out, because I know you got a can, in the cupboard. Potato crisps. Hey, listen, folks. We're really getting very, very close to the holidays now, and you probably have plans. Families getting ready to roll in, and it's an excellent time of year to take a good look at the family, okay, and the family dynamic. And maybe it was mom and dad's tradition that you were at their house, okay. Maybe when you get there, you're realizing mom and dad can't do all this anymore. It's time to make a change. Well, there might be a lot of things mom and dad can't do anymore, but you're not noticing until you all get together. Roxanne Sorensen is with me. She is an expert care manager and the owner of Elder Care Solutions. She saw this in her own family and decided we need help. We need an advocate as we get older to help us maneuver the best way possible into the system. Roxanne, it's great to have you with us because you can have the conversations a lot of us can't have with our parents, but this certainly is the time of year to start understanding and noticing, it may be time for those conversations.
Well, thank you for having me, Linda. Yeah, the holiday season, I think, is probably the best time to put those conversations on the table, even in a baby step. You don't have to make a life plan at Christmas dinner, but having just a basic conversation of how are you, mom and dad, and what's the future look like, a little bit of, you know, what concerns the child may have or what they may witness. Maybe they live out of state and they're coming to town for the first time and the house isn't as upkept as it used to be, or the food isn't looking the same in the fridge as it typically would. Maybe we've seen some moldy food, mail's piling up. Those are all triggers that, you know, your loved one's slowing down. There could be some medical changes, psychological changes, cognitive changes, and you know, now is the time to really think about what would those next steps be. And most people don't understand what the steps are. So getting a baseline, I love baselines. I talk about them all the time with you. And people probably wonder why. It's a starting point for anything you do for your loved one. It could be medical. It could be financial. It could be psychosocial. If we know where they're starting from and now you have some drastic changes, it's easier to narrow the issue down.
Okay, Roxanne, so let's start at square one. People might be thinking, so what are we talking about? If mom has a doctor, Roxanne, where do you come into this?
So what we'll do is we'll come in and assess mom, dad, whoever in their home or wherever they live. You know, we're going to talk to you and them about what are their needs, what can they be doing, what are they doing independently. Maybe mom really isn't moving as well as she used to. She might just need some in-home physical therapy that no one thought about, that might just enhance her and strengthen her. So we'll look at, you know, their medical, we'll look at the environment they live in. Maybe the house has too much stuff. I know my house feels like it's like going in on me with all my kids back from college. Like, and I'm like ready. It's like claustrophobia city. Well, we do that as we get older. We gather a lot of stuff. So maybe we need to get rid of those trip hazards so mom doesn't fall and break a hip. So we'll look at their safety. We'll look at, talk about finances. You know, can they afford to bring services in to stay independent? Or, you know, maybe that next conversation is, yes, you know, what does an assisted living look like? Or maybe an apartment with services as more of a retirement community. Or, unfortunately, maybe we are looking at nursing home. But my team is capable of assessing all of those needs and giving you the direction on your starting point. And, again, you don't have to do anything. It's just a baseline.
You know, Roxanne, it's interesting because we have that, we of course have the STAMS law group on, and I know that you work with them as well. You'll work with any attorney, anybody who else is an advocate of someone, so you can work together to find out. And you might, I mean, people might be saying, well, yeah, maybe a nursing home is the next step, but geez, can we afford that? Well, that's where having a lawyer at the table helps with that as well.
We come from a team approach. Mm-hmm. So it's just not myself and my peers that are in my office. We're going to talk to their financial planner, whoever that should be. We're going to talk to their attorney. If they don't have one, we're going to provide them with a list of attorneys, same like financial planners. We're going to talk to their doctor if we need to go down that road. We get calls from the doctor that they're worried about their patient. We're going to talk to the family. And you know who the most important people we got to talk to? Is the person themselves. Everyone forgets about what their wants and needs are and what their opinions are. So everyone involved is going to be brought to a table. You know, it could be literal table or non-literal. And we're going to figure out the next steps for that person to remain as independent as possible. And if someone doesn't have those services, we're going to help them get those services.
You know, Roxanne, it occurs to me that people might not get as much pushback as they may be thinking they're going to get. A lot of times, mom and dad are kind of waiting for you to bring this up because they don't want to mention that the fact that maybe they do need more help. But if you bring it up in a loving way and let's talk about the future positively, this might be a lot that they want to add to this conversation.
Agreed. And when you have a couple, I often see where maybe the wife is more of the homemaker. You know, they've been doing all that their whole life, and it's hard for them to say, hey, I don't really want to worry about doing the laundry anymore, or hey, I don't want to worry about making a nightly meal. So it's because it's a role. It's their identity, and it's hard to give up those roles. So how do we keep the role but enhance it so they don't have to do as much as they used to but still feel viable?
You know,
that's where we help them find that.
Exactly.
That
and you know, Roxanne, we can have all of these conversations now. There, to me, the worst situation is to have an emergency. All of a sudden, mom and dad are doing fine. Then all of a sudden, maybe they take, you know, a fall and they end up in the hospital and it's a broken hip. Okay,
yep.
Now what happens after the hospital stay? And everybody's looking at each other. Well, I don't know. Does
Agreed.
This mean some kind of like short-term care, long-term care? What does this mean? If you don't have a conversation with someone like you ahead of time to find out what your options are, you tend to make the wrong decision because you're making
Agreed.
It in a heightened state of emotion.
Yep. I just had a colleague call me over the weekend who's been in this industry as long as I have, and their situation, you know, their loved one had some surgery, was sent home, and that's the procedure, so there was no fault of anyone, but he didn't do well as soon as he got home. And they were having a hard time caring for him, so they brought him back to the hospital. Well, then they had to admit him, and now he needs to go to rehab, and he was trying to get out of bed, so now you got to add a private aide in to sit with him. And family's like, what do we do? We're overwhelmed. You know, they're now taking shifts of sitting there, all the while knowing that they work in this industry. So even though we are the professionals, it still affects us the same way as people calling us. You know, we have to provide that outlet. We have to have those conversations. My parents, it was like banging my head against the wall. They didn't want to have these conversations. But, you know, I guess we want to say beating them down a little bit. Just because, you know, I needed some direction. I didn't want to make the wrong decisions. And I want them to be, here's the key point. Why shouldn't it be their decision? And we're just following what they want. And that's the message. Like, you are still in charge of your life. What do you want? How can we lead you there and get you there? And the ultimate goal is for you to remain safe and independent.
This is an especially important time of year because all of the kids who are adults now may be living out of town. And you all may
right.
be coming in to see mom and dad. And that's a little scary, you know, when you come in and you realize there's no one sibling, you know, who's still in town. It's especially important to have Roxanne then on that team. And let me give you her phone number. Roxanne Sorensen is Elder Care Solutions, okay? 716-823-1476. It starts with a conversation, folks, and it makes so much sense. 716-823-1476. And if you want to go online, it's info@eldercarewny.com. Let me tell you, just one conversation with Roxanne, you're going to learn so much about the healthcare system that you didn't know before. Going into something as complicated as the healthcare system, not knowing or not having an expert care manager like Roxanne Sorensen is really fraught with disaster, Roxanne, in so many different ways.
I agree. You need an advocate, and it does not matter your age. You know, I just did it for my own daughter who's, you know, 19 years old. You have to have someone that's your voice, and you shouldn't be afraid of having that voice.
And that's how Roxanne can help. If you're thinking about this, we're just a few days now from the holiday. Think about this as you're all getting together. Take a lovely look at your mom and dad. We want them to stay as well as possible, as independent as possible. You need help with that. Nobody knows the healthcare system if you're on the outside of it, but Roxanne Sorensen does. And sometimes one phone call to Roxanne is all you need to make down the road when you start to need these services. Roxanne will do the footwork for you and make sure that places are going to be appropriate for your parents or you. You could be living alone. It could be you or a sibling. You need to have an advocate working with you who works within that system. And again, that's what Roxanne Sorensen does. It's like, as we say, it's like having a friend in the business. That's exactly what it is. But You don't want to not have that conversation, run into a problem where now you have an emergency, you have to make decisions, and you have no information. Now the person may not be able to make those decisions for themselves, and now you don't know. And now you're going to lose valuable time, and time is what you have now. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476, heard exclusively here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. It is your weekend, and we hope you're enjoying it. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I'm always enjoying the weekend. Always enjoy the weekend with a good read, and sometimes that read is educational, and it really opens up a lot of questions for us. And that happens sometimes in our life, because this may be the point in your life where you're living with or dealing with or loving someone who has been diagnosed with dementia. Well, this was the case for our next guest. Damian Nesser is the author of Bloom Where You Are, and he was the loving son of Celia. And Celia was his mom, who was diagnosed with a vascular dementia. And what he did is that he packed up his life in Florida, came back to Western New York, and dedicated the next 2 years of his life until she lost hers, basically, to keep her happy and comfortable. She learned about him, he learned about her, and the result is this great book, Bloom Where You Are. Bloom Where You Are. And you can find that through lifeisaclassroom.net. Damian, it's great to have you back.
Nice to have you. It's been very enjoyable.
Well, I've learned so much about dementia and vascular dementia, which is what your mom was diagnosed with. You lived with her for at least 2 years. In the latter stages, Damian, a lot of people will say that's pretty hard because their personality changes so much. And I know one of the first thing you did was try to seek out a geriatric specialist so you could get your questions answered.
Yeah, that was a key point. So it's very, very important for the family to work as a team to set their personal opinions aside and really work to find a doctor that's right for their loved one, not right for their attitude or their preference, right?
Mm.
There's a difference, because we had some arguments about doctors. We questioned our doctor. Our doctor was very good. Dr. R was a good doctor. But we questioned him because 20 years prior, 18 years prior at that time, my father, we never really got like a second and third opinion. We went with the same doctor, and the regret was that we never got like a second or third opinion during the stages of my dad's cancer. So carrying it fast forward to mom, we questioned this doctor. We actually brought him through the ringer, actually, in a good way. We didn't disrespect him.
Right.
But so for the caregivers or the grandchildren or the you know, sons or daughters that are taking care of their parents, or if you're involved as a friend even, or a professional, it's very, very important that you talk to different doctors, get different opinions. Don't be closed-minded. Be open-minded when you're in the initial search for a doctor. And always remember, you give their doctor respect that you're not an MD. One of the chapter's names is Everyone's an MD, because my brothers and I got in a fight, including myself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't innocent either. Everybody, it's kind of like the Three Stooges when calling Dr. Fine, Dr.
Right.
Howard, you know, that's how the book starts.
That's right. Everybody's an expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's an expert. I said to my brothers, I was always a sarcastic one, and when I got pissed, I would be sarcastic, and I really, one time I said, and I wish I never said it, but I did. I said it to all of them. I said, you guys do not have a medical degree from Harvard, okay?
and of course, after that, that would quiet them for a while. But
well,
knowing brothers.
You know what? You have to agree to disagree.
Yes.
You have to work as a team. You're doing it for your loved one. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your loved one. And that's the most important thing to keep in mind when you're looking for a doctor, is that you obviously got to get someone reputable that is willing to, if your doctor's not willing to spend the time to learn about the family first and learn about personalities and the dynamic of the family, I would go to another doctor.
Let me ask you this, Damien. You stayed with your mom as long as you could for those 2 years. When did hospice come into the conversation?
This is where... Hang on for a second.
That's okay. It's a tough subject. They do hospice differently in different states. In my mother's state, in New Jersey, you'll be at a hospice until pretty much the very end. Then they send you home. Here in Western New York, you can choose to stay in a hospice situation through the end.
Right. And that was a big issue. Several arguments. Very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of tears. So my mom had two wishes, and one wish was she wanted ice cream for her last supper, which I was able to do on the fifth day of her being in hospice.
Mm-hmm.
And two, she wanted to stay at 120 Westbrook Road, which is now occupied by a young family. She lived there for 58 years.
Wow.
In Pittsburgh, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And mom's probably smiling down because there's kids playing in the yard. But that's a great thing. So hospice. So Mother's Day, what was it? 2 years ago, Mother's Day? Yeah. 2 years ago, 2 years ago, Mother's Day, I was in Highland Park. For those of you that don't know, Highland Park has lilacs. It's known
yes.
around the world.
Yeah,
it's
Lilac
new,
Park.
It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So not only the smell, but the beauty of the lilacs. So Sunday afternoon, I head off on Sundays. I just got back from church. I was doing a social media post, and all of a sudden I get this phone call from Amy, one of my mom's aides, who was like a daughter to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was there every morning, 7 days a week for my mom for 2 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, Dane, you got to get home. And I knew just from the tone of her voice, this was the end,
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the end.
You take your time. Because this was not that long ago.
So I drove home, and Mom was giggling, and I said, what the hell is going on? And so Amy goes, she won't take her pills. What do you mean you won't take your pills? You're not taking your pills? I'm not taking those damn pills, right? She's an Italian, boy. She, mm-hmm. she added, whoop. I felt like I was part of the Godfather scene that time. So I'm listening to her yell. She's yelling at this point. So she spit. Amy and I tried to put the pills in her mouth. And it was at the point of, you don't want to force it down her throat. She needs to take the pills, but you don't want to force it down her throat. Like, she needs to take these pills.
Right.
So I said, that's it. After the third time, I said, Amy, it's got to be done. So I immediately went in my pocket, got my phone, called 911, didn't even call my brother. Got Pittsford Ambulance over there, the EMTs came over, and they got my mom. They carefully transported her. This is an important point. If your loved one is in stage 6 and their body's frail,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking really frail.
Like, yes.
You could break. If you're transporting
right.
Your loved one, you need to be very careful how mm-hmm. you transport them from either chairs in the living room,
right.
kitchen, or coming up the toilet.
You
got to develop a system like I did.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You're going to break an arm or a limb.
Right.
So you got to be careful, and you got to develop a system of how to transfer the loved one, or you're going to have some serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to the story, so they transported her in the proper way, almost like a gurney.
Yes.
From the hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
They both got on each side. They slipped the sheet underneath her. They rolled her over properly. And, you know, this is where my brothers and I got in an argument of, well, we can do that. No, we can't.
Yeah.
Mom's going to break an arm or a leg. And then Dad's going to be cursing you from heaven.
Yeah, you know what, Damien, I'm going to stop you here because I want people to go to the book for the rest of that. Bloom Where You Are. You can find it through lifeisaclassroom.net. Everyone, this is Damien Nesser, who is good enough to really come back and love his mother for the last 2 years as she had vascular dementia. We love Damien, we love the book, and we love that you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
The Apple Watch Series 10 is here. It has the biggest display ever. It's also the thinnest Apple Watch ever, making it even more comfortable on your wrist, whether you're running, swimming, or sleeping. And it's the fastest charging Apple Watch, getting you 8 hours of charge in just 15 minutes. The Apple Watch Series 10, available for the first time in glossy jet black aluminum. Compared to previous generations, iPhone XS or later required. Charge time and actual results will vary.
All right, let's be real. If you're a content creator, blogger, or an entrepreneur just getting started, the last thing you want to do is spend hours building a website.
You've got things to do. That's where Bluehost comes in. Their AI-powered design tool gives you pro-level WordPress sites like that. No coding, no stress. Just type in what kind of vibe you're looking for, and then boom, you got it. And you also get added features like marketing and e-commerce tools to help you build, grow, and scale your online business like a boss. And upgrading to Bluehost Cloud keeps your site running 24/7 with ultra-fast hosting, 100% uptime, and enhanced security. Always fast, never slow, so you can keep making that dough. It's seriously never been easier to build your website with Bluehost. You've got the ideas. All you need is the platform. All you need is Bluehost. Head over to Bluehost.com and start building your dream website today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What comes to mind when you picture the perfect roommate? One who comes when you call? One who doesn't forget to lock the doors? Or one who doesn't steal your milk just a little bit at a time, hoping you won't notice? At Apartments.com, we understand that when it comes to roommates, a pet can be your best bet. They're easygoing, eat what you serve them, and never clog the toilet. That's why we have the most pet-friendly rental listings on the internet. And with instant alerts, you'll know the moment your perfect pet-friendly place becomes available. So when you need a place that's pet-friendly and human-tolerant, check out Apartments.com, the place to find your pet-friendly place.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.